At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. The Clan beating Belfast by 3-2 to end a seven-game losing run, that is. I'm with the player assistant coach, Brendan Brooks. Brendan, well, you felt the relief in the room, didn't you, as soon as that final buzzer went?
Yes, it was a great feeling. We had a good vibe all night. I think the fans were great tonight. I think we had a good emotion in our room. I felt it was just a great game tonight.
Tyler Schofield, what a goal for the second one. You set him up with it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speed, and our line brings that. And, I just hit him in stride, and he just never slowed down and took it right to the net. It was a great goal.
What was the game plan tonight? Belfast are obviously a team that are very dangerous offensively. Was there any kind of plan to try and stop that as much as you can?
Yeah, we were aware of they got a lot of guys that can put the puck in the net, and we obviously were aware of them, but we made sure, we just played hard. We were first to pucks. We won all our one-on-one battles tonight, and I think that was the difference. Guys played and the crowd stayed in it. When they tied it up 2-2, I never felt our crowd feel that they were worried as well. They believed in us tonight, and they helped bring us to that win.
What's it been like in that locker room the last seven games, especially games where you have played well but come away with nothing?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been really tough. And I don't know, something was in the air. Maybe we needed that Christmas break. I have no idea. But something, I think when I came to the rink for the game tonight, I felt like we were going to win. And sure enough, it happened. And I think if we play like this, continue to play like this, we're going to be all right. But we just have to be consistent and find ways to do this and keep this up.
Can this be a turning point?
It can be. You know what I mean? Like anything, we've gone on a big run before, and we have to find, if we play like this, I think it can happen. We just have to find ways to believe in one another and take it serious at all times.
Right, you're not getting away that easily. Last minute, you're clean through. What happened?
I don't know. I made a move to go around him to get the empty net breakaway, and sure enough, I didn't shoot it hard enough, obviously. I just, was just guiding it in the net, and sure enough, it hit something, and I saw it start to roll, and I'm like, oh no, this is going to miss. And sure enough, it missed, but I was so happy there wasn't much time left, so we were able to get the win, and it was not a threat at all, so I felt relief.
And I take it your teammates have been very sympathetic towards
you. Oh yeah, they've let me have it a bit, but it's okay, if it's going to bring some smiles and laughs, and we'll take that over to Edinburgh tomorrow.
Good stuff, thanks, Brian.
Cheers.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.